Topic of my presentation today is the seasonal change in growth dynamic, nitrogen nutrition, and yield of hydroponic lettuce. This is the work we did together with Dr. Daniel Escobar in Texas A&M Aguilar Research in Uvalde near San Antonio. There are different types of lettuce are widely grown around the world. Also widely consumed. Here in the state, the majority of these lettuce are field grown, especially in California and Arizona, and using high level of fertilizer and irrigation. And as you know, these intensive and monoculture systems sometimes may have some negative effect related to nitrate accumulation, which could be detrimental to human and environmental health. The desire of for local and fresh and healthy fruit and produce has generated interest in a more sustainable production system, especially hydroponic. As you all know, is a technique of growing plants without using a soil, and is involved in general mainly two types: a solution culture, which doesn't provide a solid medium for the growth, but only use a nutrient solution, and also the another type of hydroponic, a substrate culture, which provide a solid media to the root to which a nutrient solution is applied. However, unlike soy-based cropping system, hydroponic plants are exclusively dependent on the external supply of fertilizer for their nutrient requirement, which means it's very important to apply a complete solution that have pretty much all the essential nutrients. Actually, a key determining factor in for a successful hydroponic system is a nutrient solution management. And the current literature reports different rate of nitrogen for for maximum yield and quality for hydroponic lettuce. And the variation is essentially dependent on the season, whether you are growing in winter or in spring, and there is difference in the rate. And also it depends on the type of hydroponic you are using. And also can also depend on the variety using whether it's a water head type or prevent type. Which means to ensure a maximum yield with optimum quality, you really need to have a good understanding of the nutrient requirement of the variety you are using. So, for this study, we are actually the main question we are trying to understand to explore the change in how the change in nutrient requirement for higher growth and yield in hydroponics are influenced by the season and cultivar using a nutrient film technique system. We have two objectives. The first one is to characterize the growth dynamic and nitrogen nutrition pattern, and also to determine the marketable yield and yield component of commercial lettuce variety in response to different nitrogen concentration during three consecutive season using an NFT system. We conduct this study during three consecutive seasons in fall, winter, and spring. And we use three different varieties: one border head, the border crunch, and two Roman type, dragoon and spark. The seedlings were grown using the rock wool slab, where we first germinate the seed and then grow the transplant using a nutrient solution for 3 weeks. And after that, we transplant the seedling were transplanted onto six NFT tables, each equipped with a continuous and recirculating knitting solution system. And the experimental design was a split plot with nitrogen concentration as a whole flow factor and the three varieties as a subflow factor randomized within each table. And the table, the nitrogen concentration we use range from 100 ppm to 400. The concentration of all other nutrients in the initial nutrient solution were kept constant. In terms of measurements, 14 days after transplanting, we evaluate the growth by harvesting one or two plants, and where we count the leaf number and leaf area per plant, and we evaluate the fresh weight and dry weight of the plant. We also evaluate the tissue nitrogen, and then use that value to calculate nitrogen nutrition index. We also estimate the degree day at each sampling day. When the plant reached a marketable stage, we harvest 5 plants to estimate the marketable yield. We analyze the growth data with repeated measurement and use ANOVA and polymonial constant on the yield data. Computer is not completing anymore. Francisco? There's some slide missing, I don't know. Can I use?
It was there in the
building. Yeah, it was there, I don't know.
Well, some animation are not there. Some of the animation are not there. So if it is just an animation.
It's not animation.
Then, can you go on anyway?
Yeah, let's go. Okay, anyway, the slides that we're missing were related to the growth trend, and one of them is a leaf count. Overall, irrespective of the nitrogen concentration, we observe that the leaf change follow a logistic trend with the accumulated GDD. And there was a slow growth during the early stage, which is followed by a higher growth. And during the slow growth, there was a 2 to 4 leaf change per week. And during the fall, and during the due to the higher temperature in spring, we observed the growth rate was higher, and there was a change of 7 to 10 new leaf during the active growth stage. Unfortunately, the slide, I don't know, it didn't show up. For nitrogen nutrition index, in general interpretation of nitrogen nutrition index, is when the value is around one, the nitrogen study in the group is optimal, and below is limiting when it's less than one, and is luxurious when it's more than one. Overall, in our study, we observed that the nitrogen nutrition index changed from 0.3 during the early stage to 1.4 during the late stage. Also, we noticed that as we increase the nitrogen concentration in the solution, the nitrogen nutrition index also increases. As far as in terms of the yield, we observe a significant nitrogen concentration by season, suggesting that the nitrogen response is depending on the It depends on the season. So, for example, in fall, we notice that as we increase the nitrogen concentration from 100 to 400, the yield of border conch linearly decreases. In contrast, the yield of dragoon and spar increase when we increase the concentration from 100 to 150 barrel water. There was no any significant increase from for any concentration above 150. A similar trend also was observed in winter with really no significant increase after 150 ppm nitrogen concentration. And finally, in spring, pretty much a similar trend. After 150, really no significant increase in the yield. Due to, as I was mentioned earlier, due to the irradiation and warmer temperature in spring, the yield of spring was very, very high. We also, over the three varieties we test, the variety Spark consistently achieved the highest yield. And that higher yield is mainly due to that variety producing more leaf, as you can see by this by the linear relationship between the fresh yield and leaf number per plant. In contrast to border crunch, which consistently show lower yield, which is the result of a lower accumulated leaf regardless of the season. Overall, after the study in 3 seasons, we noticed that there was a much greater effect on season and cultivar on the growth rate we evaluate than that of the nitrogen concentration. Nitrogen response was pretty much negligible during the early growth stage, followed by a more moderate during mid to late stage. Trend in yield response to nitrogen concentration differ with cultivar. Spark exhibit the strongest and most stable yield response during each season, especially in spring. Increasing nitrogen concentration beyond 150 milligrams per did not result in any significant increase in marketable yield. And when we compare the trend in the yield and also in nitrogen nutrition index, we can recommend that 100 to 150 milligrams nitrogen per liter was necessary to maximize the growth and yield of lettuce under the condition of this study using NFT system. I thank our personnel who helped with this study, and we also thank the Texas Department of Agriculture for the funding. Thanks for listening, and sorry about the slide missing.
Is there a difference between the different varieties that you use and what consumers prefer?
Based on our study, Spark, which is a Romantav, all consistently show the highest yield. Throughout the three seasons, we evaluate them. Spark in our area is widely grown by the dead. In contrast, border crunch, which is the border type, has lower yield. But spark is widely grown in our area. The question is if there is for nitrogen nutrition index, if it is over one, if there is any point we observe toxicity. When you are going way above one, there will be a risk of higher nitrate accumulation in the leaves. So the idea will be to be in the around one. So whenever you are going, you are measuring value above, way above one, you should be concerned. In our study, we noticed that the only time we have 1.4 or 1.5, we associate with the 300 or 400 ppm. but 150 that we recommend here, overall the nitrogen value were around 1.